In Los Angeles, federal investigators are still poring over the deadly scene of Friday's head-on collision. It was a crash between a Metrolink commuter train carrying 225 people and a Union Pacific freight train in Chatsworth. 25 people died. More than 100 are injured. Metrolink officials say the engineer of the commuter train went through a red light telling him to stop. Investigators, though, say it is still too early to pinpoint the cause. And today, the Metrolink spokeswoman, who earlier made a claim that Metrolink was to blame, has resigned. KQED's Rob Schmitz reports.
On Friday afternoon, Veronica Gonzalez was on the phone with her sister when both of them saw on television that a commuter train had crashed. The sisters suddenly became very worried. Gonzalez's 18-year-old niece, Maria Elena Villalobos, texted her mother just an hour earlier from Union Station in L.A., telling her she was taking the train home to Moore Park and that she'd be home by 5 o'clock.
We were on the phone together, and my sister goes, "Hold on, there's a Metrolink accident, and I want to make sure where." And then when she heard it was towards going to Moore Park, then she knew right there, and then that it was her in there.
The train crashed less than two stops away from where Maria Elena would have gotten off. On Saturday morning, Gonzalez said the family had been frantically looking for her. They even went to the morgue to view unidentified bodies from the wreck.
We went to USC last night because there was two Jane Does, but she wasn't there, and we've been calling hospitals, but she's not there.
The story was similar for many families who gathered here in Chatsworth over the weekend. Just a mile away, television helicopters hovered over the gruesome scene of the accident, the twisted, burnt metal of a passenger train car impaled by the train's own engine. Two other passenger cars stood tilted, derailed, but incredibly still standing upright. Los Angeles Fire Department Captain Armando Hogan arrived to what he calls a scene of chaos just an hour after the head-on collision.
So with that, we had bodies that were visible, we had screaming, we had people that were still, by the time even when I got here, we still had people who were hidden, who were trying to make us aware of where they were.
The National Transportation and Safety Board, or NTSB, has launched an investigation into why a commuter train and a freight train were traveling towards each other on a single track. Denise Terrell, a spokeswoman for Metrolink, repeatedly gave this reason.
We believe that our engineer failed to stop and continue down the main track.
But Terrell couldn't explain why the commuter train's engineer ran through a red signal light. NTSB investigators say blaming the engineer was premature. Earlier today, Terrell resigned. Metrolink officials had said the agency's control center alarm went off after the train had passed the red light. A dispatcher then reached the conductor on the phone, but it was too late. NTSB investigators dispute this claim, saying by the time the dispatcher realized there was something wrong, the accident had already occurred. The engineer, whom authorities haven't yet identified, was a subcontractor with Veolia Transportation and a former Amtrak employee. He had worked for Metrolink for 12 years. Authorities later confirmed he was killed in the crash. The local CBS affiliate claims the engineer text messaged someone just before the crash. NTSB officials have criticized that claim and Metrolink's account of the accident. Investigators say it's just too early to establish the cause of the crash.
Two trains on the same track is just unacceptable.
After spending a good portion of the evening at the scene, Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa was frustrated that the error of one engineer might have caused so many deaths.
The idea that human error could cause this accident says to me that we need to have some fail-safe measure to protect against it.
Safety experts say the crash might have been avoided had Metrolink and the region's freight railroads taken advice from the NTSB. For the past 30 years, the agency has been calling for installing sophisticated warning devices that would override human error.
It's just hard, you know, and you never imagined that that would happen.
As Veronica Gonzalez waited for news of her 18-year-old niece, she clutched a photo of her, a pretty young woman with long black hair who was attending fashion school in downtown L.A. On Saturday evening, Gonzalez and her family's fears were confirmed. Maria Elena Villalobos was found dead. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.